Should he just say, I ain't going? We'll take your calls. What would you do if you were the president? It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL, 6 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. A vote is set for noon today on the nomination of Betsy DeVos to be Education Secretary. And Senate Democrats are still holding out hope they can defeat her nomination.
I think these senators have said that they're going to fight Trump on things like the Betsy DeVos nomination.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, just one of the Senate Democrats fighting to block the confirmation of Trump Education Secretary nominee Betsy DeVos. Senate Democrats pulling an all-nighter as part of a 24-hour blitz to try and block DeVos. It comes after Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins decided to vote against the nominee. If Democrats are unable to get more GOP support, Vice President Mike Pence will be set to cast a historic tie-breaking vote Tuesday. I'm Reid Binion.
A three-judge federal appeals panel will hear arguments by phone later today in the legal battle over President Trump's travel ban.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has told the parties involved, that is the DOJ, Washington, and Minnesota, to be ready for oral arguments at 3 p.m., which is 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, families and those hoping to come into this country with valid visas from those seven countries affected are on pins and needles as they watch this process go through the American courts.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner. Howard County lawmakers have declared the county a sanctuary for illegal immigrants, but they are avoiding using the actual word sanctuary. The 3-2 vote may not be enough, though. The county council would need 4 votes to override a veto by the county executive, and Alan Kittleman has promised just such a veto. As passed, the bill would ban county police and other county employees from enforcing federal immigration law or even collecting information about immigration status, nationality, or citizenship status. The D.C. council is scheduled to vote today on a bill that would give police officers new incentives to stay on the force past their retirement eligibility.
The D.C. police force is at a record low, Councilmember Jack Evans tells WMAL.
Down to about 3,650 officers. We are authorized to have 4,000.
Councilmember Vince Gray's bill would give officers who stay on past retirement age bonuses for 5 years.
One of the things we have to study is, why do officers leave? Is it money? They get a better deal in Fairfax? Is it because they're tired of being a police officer?
Some have called this posturing by Gray, looking to put himself back in the spotlight should he be gearing up for a rematch with Mayor Muriel Bowser. But to Evans,
I would dismiss all of that. It needs a lot of studying because it's very important.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is urging local leaders across the state to help him overturn a state law that requires transportation projects to be ranked. The governor sent a letter to more than 250 county executives, county council members, and mayors, making the case that the law needs to be repealed. In Virginia, blaze pink is the new orange. The Virginia House has unanimously passed a bill allowing hunters to wear blaze pink instead of blaze orange hunting gear. The bill's sponsor says blaze pink has proven to be more visible than blaze orange. It's a big day in Boston.
The city of Boston holds a victory parade this morning in honor of the New England Patriots Super Bowl 51 win. Fans of the team are still celebrating the record-setting come-from-behind win over the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday. Boston's police commissioner says his officers are ready and geared up for today's event. It's the third parade for the city since the Boston Marathon bombing in April of 2013. The most recent coming 2 years ago, with only thousands able to take to the streets to cheer on the Patriots after a massive snowstorm. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,052, the Nasdaq at 5664. Sports, the Wizards lose to Cleveland in overtime. College basketball, Virginia upsets Louisville. Howard loses. WMDA, the Mystics have reportedly signed free agent guard Christy Tolliver. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Imagine I'm no different than you.
Rush.
We just want to laugh.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's going to have fun quotient to it.
More than just politics. Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some problems on the Virginia Beltway. Update is brought to you by Mattress Firm on the Outer Loop as you leave Springfield heading toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Outer Loop right near Eisenhower Avenue. Two left lanes remain blocked at the scene of the crash, but I literally just watched both ambulances that were at the scene pull away, so some progress is being made. Had multiple cars involved in this crash, so definitely plan a little extra time in a stretch where we normally don't have a delay. Again, Outer Loop near Eisenhower Avenue. Inner Loop, your lanes are open. Let's go northbound on 210, leaving Accokeek, heading toward Fort Washington. Broken down, reported, and I'm definitely seeing delays. North on 210, north of Farmington Road. Get you into town, Southeast Southwest Freeway with travel lanes open. Nice, easy pace there. However, coming off of the 14th Street Bridge, you go into lower 14th Street, that's fine. But just east of 14th, if you can, avoid D Street. We have a stretch of 12th between D and C closed. So 12th, D, C, and Southwest closed with police department activity. Hurry into Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands and get queen sets for as low as $179. $9.99 only at Mattress Firm. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Even warmer weather continuing to settle in here as we head on through today. A few showers around, maybe a thunder shower for the morning. Some sunshine this afternoon, up to 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Centerville, 52 in Bethesda, 50 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Mattress Firm. Major U.S. airlines want President Trump's help to keep Middle Eastern rivals at bay. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk coming up at 7:05 this morning. Betsy DeVos has been the topic of much conversation in your U.S. Senate overnight. Rick Klein will join us to tell us about how that is faring and how the vote is likely to go later today on her confirmation battle. At 7:35, Ken Klukowski will talk about the president's immigration order. Big hearing on the left coast this afternoon, this evening. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow from CNBC. I'm Brian Wilson, joined today by Jesse Jane Duff. Good morning to you, Jesse Jane.
Good morning, motivators.
Should I stay or should I go now?
Here's a question for the president. He has to decide whether or not he's going to go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner because it's a controversial thing for him right now. His relationship with the press corps, not the best. He's struggling a little bit there. And so we got this big White House Correspondents' Dinner where presidents have gone in the past to maybe repair some of the damage between their administration and the press corps. Certainly other presidents have done that. You're going to have all of these people there in the audience. They're going to be in their tuxedos. You could have your chance to skewer them if you chose to. There are going to be all these stars and Hollywood types that are going to be in the audience. You'd have your chance to have your say about them in a funny and skewering way. You know, should the president go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner? There's some speculation he won't. So here's the way I look at it, Jesse Jane. There's three options for this president. He could decide not to go. I can't remember a time that a president has not gone to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. It would send a message that we're tired of the old way of doing things. It would be a snub to the people that he dislikes intensely. Number two, you could go and you could just let them have it with all barrels blazing. You could go in there and do the Spiro Agnew, nattering nabobs of negativity, and just give it to them straight with your, just keep pummeling them until they can't take it anymore. Just get it all out of your system. Let the American people know that you are drawing a line and that you do not like the press corps. And by the way, they don't either.
Or number three, you go and you attempt a charm offensive to see if you can turn things around. Certainly past presidents have done that. And as I said, there's always this thing that you can do out there and you can skewer people in the audience. Donald Trump has actually, when he was in the audience, been the recipient of some of that. It's cut number seven, Mike McKay.
And there's one area where Donald's experience could be invaluable, and that's closing Guantanamo. Because Trump knows a thing or two about running waterfront properties into the ground.
There you go. I mean, he didn't like that. He didn't like that at all. So what should the president do? Should he go and hit him hard? Should he go and be charming? Or should he just say, I'm not going at all? The ultimate snub to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the so-called nerd prom that we talk about each and every year. 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL.
I say at some point he has got to get this press on his side at some level, because you repeat a lie long enough, people will believe it. He needs to go, he needs to charm, and he also needs to have fun with it. Put a joke on himself. And the man is a master when it comes to media. He has held press conferences where people have shown up to hear one nugget, and he has provided 20 minutes of his own agenda before he even gives them that nugget. So why not manipulate this to his advantage? I see everything for him to gain versus to lose.
So you would go and you would try to be charming.
Charming to a point, but I didn't care for it when I saw him in the charity dinner that was with Hillary Clinton in New York City, when the jokes started to be very, very rough. I think that jokes still have a fine line in politics, and even though it was a campaign, he started getting pretty rough where it wasn't funny anymore. Keep it funny. He can tease himself. He can tease them. He can point out a blatant dishonesty they made and make it a joke.
All right. I disagree with you, Jesse Jane. I think that in this particular case, I think the president would be well served to simply not go.
Stay home.
To say, I'm not going to that thing. I'm not going to dignify them with my presence. I'm going to send the message that there's a new sheriff in town and we're doing things in a different way. The White House Correspondents' Dinner has outlived its usefulness. It's just, it's obscene in the way that it operates. And I have just decided that I am not going to go. The ultimate insult that you could send to the White House Correspondents' Association would be to not go. Well, the middle ground would be to go and then just let them have it, but I think that would just be looked at as mean and vindictive, and I think that the better policy is to say, I'm not going to go. And by the way, why do we even have a White House Correspondents' Dinner at this point? What do you think about it? 1-888-630-9625. You've heard Jesse Jane. She says go and be charming. I say don't go at all. I see three options. Which one do you like? The phone lines are open. Give us a call. Greg and Olney, you're up first with Brian and Jesse Jane.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Jesse. Yeah, I say do not go, and I would say I'm not going to go because there's more important issues to I'm concerned about right now with our country. And also, I always think it's more like a self-licking ice cream, you know, the celebrities, you know, and the press. It's just one big happy group group. So, no, I say stay home and tell people that work for the country.
All right. So you would say you're with me. You say don't go.
Yes, don't go.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's the way. And look, I say this as someone, and I, in full disclosure here, I have been the chairman of not the White House Correspondents Association, but the Radio TV Correspondents Association, which does a similar dinner, which is aimed for the people on the Hill. But in both of my cases, the president came. George W. Bush and one, and then George H.W. Bush.
Because they loved
in the
you.
Second. Yes, that's right. they came. But I now look at these things askance. And I think that they have outlived their usefulness. And it shows Washington at its worst, really, in this cozy relationship that everybody has, where everybody's kissing up to one another.
Well, but Trump can change that tone. I mean, I think President Obama set a precedence of it being a total kiss butt event. Donald Trump can turn things around. I just think he's a master with the media, and I think whenever he gets time in front of a microphone, it gives him an advantage because they don't have the microphone. And I say use it to his advantage, manipulate them, or he could do something that he did during the debates, hold a veterans dinner on the same night.
Yeah, now there would be a brilliant
now that
idea.
Would be fabulous.
It is. Let's go to Joe in Gainesville. You're up next with Brian and Jesse Jane. What do you say, Joe?
Hey, I have to agree with you on this one, Brian. I think the media and reporters are the top of the idiot food chain, and I think the ultimate snub, the ultimate idiots would be in place.
All right, Joe, thank you for that. It's a tough call because, I mean, you know, for example, you know, we have these traditions, and I'm a big believer in Washington traditions, a lot of them. I like them. I like the pomp and ceremony. You know, I really do, and I've been an attendee at many of these dinners. I've been to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I've been to the Radio TV Correspondents' Dinner. I've never been to the Gridiron, but that's another old Washington tradition. I love those to some degree. But I just wonder if it's gotten to be the point where they've sort of outlived their usefulness and whether they've morphed into something they were never intended to be. So what do you think President Trump should do? Should he go or should he stay away or should he just go in there and just give him the devil? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. 6:15 now. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, some improvement here on the outer loop leaving Springfield toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Still have an unusual delay. We normally don't have the volume here, but the crash, outer loop near Eisenhower Avenue, all confined now to the left shoulder. So travel lanes have been released. So as you wait through that lineup, it's getting better here every second. So patience. However, we have on the Maryland top side of the Beltway now a new problem. The crash is on the outer loop Georgia Avenue in the left lane. That's going to cause our backups to quickly form. We already have delays near New Hampshire Avenue. So watch as you come off of I-95 and get into Silver Spring. The crash, Georgia Avenue, left side. 270, just been the volume, thank goodness. No problems to report across the American Legion Bridge. Good time to get going across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. And on 210, heading out of Accokeek and up toward Fort Washington, the stalled vehicle north on 210, north of Farmington Road, still blocks one lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers, some clearing this afternoon, and warm. Today, it'll be nearly 70 degrees, a 50% chance of rain, a 50% chance of showers tonight, but it'll only get down to 57, and tomorrow, 64, before it starts to get a bit cooler. And then tomorrow night, rain showers that could eventually turn into a flake or two of snow, but the overnight low is only 42. Thursday, temperatures in the low 40. You may still see a wintry mix of some kind. We'll see how that turns out. The high on Thursday will be in the low 40s. Then Friday, pretty cold, upper 30s. Saturday and Sunday in the low 60s. It's just unbelievable how this thing is rollercoastering this week. Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees, 617 on WMAL. Yeah, there's some bad blood between the president and the press corps, and we got this White House Correspondent Dinner that's coming ere long. And a question the president has to decide. If you were the president of the United States, what would you do? Would you go and be nice and make nice?
I'd have to go to show my shoes.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Would you go to be nice? Would you go to give them the devil? Or would you just simply stay away? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Let me get Jennifer in Haymarket. You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff.
I am fairly certain, I could be wrong, but I'm fairly certain that you as the president have to receive an invitation from a specific correspondent in order to sit at the dinner, so it would be really funny if he didn't even get an invite.
That would be very interesting, wouldn't it? And wouldn't that be the snub from the press, the White House Press Correspondents Association? Generally, presidents are invited to these things. If you want to have somebody sit at your table, a guest, they can only come at your invitation. That's the way those things work. But yeah, I think the president will get the invitation. The question is whether or not he will take him up on it. How about Guy and Laurel? You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane this morning. What do you say?
Good morning. I've wondered for years why the president attends or what is the purpose of the whole dinner. But in this case, I think that Trump should definitely skip it. But during the dinner, I think he should deliver his remarks by Twitter.
All right. Thank you for that, Guy. How about Don in D.C.? What do you think? Should he go or should he stay? Should he go or not go?
Yeah, he should go. He should go.
Why?
I think it's a perfect opportunity to use some political satire, you know. He can make fun of so much stuff and get his point across about how they're not reporting accurately or the liberal agenda. So I think it's a great opportunity. He has the personality to do so, you know.
Yeah,
I agree.
I really think it should go. Political satire, is optimal right now. You know, he can get everything out what he want to get out and just be jokingly about it, but it still hit a point.
All right. Thank you for that, Don. I greatly appreciate it. I'll tell you somebody who's not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner this time around. You see, after the dinner, they have these parties.
Uh-huh.
And that's the big deal, is the parties. You go to the dinner, you endure the dinner so you can go to the parties, is the way it generally goes. Well, it looks like Vanity Fair and New Yorker are not going to participate in the party scene this year. Take a listen to this on Fox News. This is Bill Hemmer talking to Howard Kurtz.
Here in Washington, Vanity Fair and The New Yorker have canceled their big parties for the Washington Correspondents Dinner, which hits around April usually.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a big deal?
Not unless you're on the guest list, but it is symbolic of a journalistic disdain for President Trump. Now, Vanity Fair editor Graydon Carter started sponsoring these glittery bashes in Barack Obama's first year, now says he's going fishing instead. Washington Post columnist says the Correspondents' Dinner itself, which has drawn flack for being too celebrity-obsessed, should be scrapped because of Trump. Now, all that sends a message that journalists can't treat this president like other presidents. Plus, liberal comedian Samantha Bee coming to town, she'll be staging a counter-event that same night.
Yeah, maybe the president should have his own counter event. So what do you think, Trish and Culpepper? Should he go or should he stay away? You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane this morning.
I think he should not go, and I think at the same time that dinner is going on, he should have his own dinner at the White House with somebody from Breitbart and Newsmax and Daily Caller there.
Yeah.
Because the correspondents at the other dinner aren't going to report truthfully what he says there anyway.
Well, that's an interesting idea. Maybe he could invite some talk radio people.
Oh, yes.
Now, that would
exactly.
be
see, like now, Brian and Jesse.
That was self-serving of me, wasn't it?
Of course it was.
Yeah, it was. Richard and Chantilly, you're up next with Brian and Jesse Jane. What do you say, Richard?
Don't go.
Don't go? Why?
This is just another case of the elite getting together and hobnobbing with each other to no purpose but their own agenda. And this is one of the things that we out here don't like. We're not part of that group. We don't want to see that happening. It may be funny, but it's contraindicated for the federal government. They're just supposed to do their job.
All right.
Don't go.
All right. Thank you for that, Richard. It's an interesting question, and I wonder what he ultimately will do in this particular case. I mean, it is a chance to there's two ways to look at it. An opportunity to make things better with the press, or an opportunity
to make his statement.
To make a statement about how you don't like what the press has become. It's 6:22 on WMAL.
The United States Marines have a motto, Semper Fidelis, or Semper Fi. It means always faithful in Latin, and it's at the core of everything the Marines do. Michael Avery at the Avery Law Firm knows this motto well. Since 1994, Michael has led clients through their legal battles with the same level of dedication. Call 703-462-5050 today. That's 703-462-5050, or go to SemperFiLawyer.com. The Avery Law Firm, taking care of our own.
Guys, you've got to do better this year and wow her this Valentine's Day. Give a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send her a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. A Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and signature box. Ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, or even break the ice. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. From the sultry 50 Shades of Grey Bear to the zombie love bear, from the world's softest bear to the 6-foot hunk of love bear, or maybe the new I Love Lucy chocolate factory bear. Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is Tuesday, February 14th, and delivery is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR. That's 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Rapid Fire is back and only at Live Casino and Hotel.
10 winners are drawn every half hour with over $200,000 in free play up for grabs. Drawings held February 24th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. and February 25th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 250 winners in 2 days. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a live rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MVGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
625 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, top side of the Beltway, College Park around to Silver Spring. We normally have delays there every morning, but right now dealing with an incident blocking the left lane as you come up to Georgia Avenue, so a little extra pressure. For 270, not so bad. Slowest stretch I see right now through Urbana and down toward Hyattstown. Let's get you on to 210. We are struggling a bit with this broken down. Northbound 210 as you come out of Accokeek toward Fort Washington, north of Farmington Road with one lane still blocked, putting the slowdowns on that stretch, losing one lane. To the Wilson Bridge, starting to see some of that stop and go right near 210. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, you're okay on 395. A little bit of volume starts to form. But if you're heading down to lower 14th Street, I'd avoid heading toward D Street or C Street. They have a closure up ahead at the 12th Street between D and C with a suspicious vehicle they're checking. So there's some closures around that stretch. Update is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
How to get off again? Rain for the next 24 to 48 hours. Some showers early this morning with a thunder shower. Then we'll get some dry weather with some sun this afternoon. 69. Tonight, showers early, maybe a thunder shower, then cloudy overnight, 57. Tomorrow, some sun early, then cloudy later with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees at 626.
My approval ratings keep going up. Right. The last time I was this high, I was trying to decide on my major.
See, now, isn't it interesting that, you know, that there was applause by that press corps, a simple press corps, talking about how his approval ratings go up, and they applauded that, which,
that's
a problem. Yeah. That's a problem. The other part of it, though, was, you know, he's usually, when he would go, he was very funny. He was probably funnier most of the time than the comedians they hired as the actual entertainment.
He did
so
do a good job.
If you can knock it out of the park, then you can do yourself a lot of good in these settings.
George Bush was funny, too.
Most presidents have been a lot funnier than the comedians that have been hired. And most comedians won't take the job because they don't want to follow a president of the United States. Dan in Fredericksburg, you're on with Brian and Jesse Jane this morning. Should Trump go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner or say, no, I'm not going?
I say no, hold a competing event like a fundraiser for Fisher House and get somebody like Breitbart's Milo Yiannopoulos to be the headliner. That way you get the trifecta. You get to brush off the media. You get to suck all the oxygen out of the room for them, and you still dominate the following day's headline coverage and Facebook posts and Twitter, because between Trump and Milo, they are both hilarious.
All right. Well, so I'm hoping that the White House is listening. It'll be interesting to see what path they take here. We'll keep an eye on it.
I like that idea.
That's not a bad idea. 628 on WMAL.
It's here again, guys. Valentine's Day is next week, and you know what that means. Time to start thinking about the perfect gift. Or you can simply trust the experts at Cherry's Berries, like I do. Picture your sweetheart when you surprise her at home or her office with decadent, dipped strawberries made just for her. I scored major points last year by sending these amazing, unforgettable treats to my wife. She loved them. Hey, you have a unique Valentine. She deserves a one-of-a-kind gift, right? Well, this is it. These berries are ripe, juicy, and delicious. They come freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness, topped with irresistible toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And check this out. Right now, you can get Cherry's Berries for $19.99 plus shipping. That's juicy, gourmet, freshly dipped berries starting at $19.99. And today only, you can get double the berries for just $5 more. Don't wait. Valentine's Day is almost here, and this offer expires today. To get this amazing deal, go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use code 5000. That's berries.com, code 5000. Berries.com, code 5000.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
6:30 in the nation's capital. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk about the latest on the president's immigration order, where it stands, and a little bit about this court hearing that's going to take place this afternoon on the West Coast. It's now 6:30. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We're now less than 6 hours away from a scheduled vote in the Senate on the nomination of Betsy DeVos to be Education Secretary. And Democrats are still hoping to defeat the nomination.
This marathon overnight session lasted into the wee hours of the morning. It's still going on right now. Is essentially the Democrats' Hail Mary pass on that, all this to try to convince one more Republican senator to break ranks. If they get one Republican senator, that would sink Betsy DeVos's nomination. So that really prompting a lot of impassioned speeches overnight on the Senate floor.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. A three-judge federal appeals panel, meanwhile, is set to hear arguments late today on the immediate fate of President Trump's travel ban.
The first question here is whether the president's immigration order ought to be reinstated until a court reaches the substantive issues. The immediate fate of the president's travel ban to be decided in an hour-long hearing later today.
Correspondent Joe Johns. The Howard County Council has voted to designate the county as a safe and supportive place for illegal immigrants, but just don't call it a sanctuary. Co-sponsors of the bill dropped the word sanctuary in hopes that it would help everyone focus on what they say is their legislation's real intent, which is to make sure county residents know they won't be targeted by police because of their immigration status. New this morning, a magistrate in France has ordered former French President Nicolas Sarkozy to stand trial over allegations of campaign fraud. It's special election day in Fairfax City, where voters are choosing a new mayor. Three candidates are on the ballot for the chance to succeed Scott Silverthorne, who resigned as mayor last year after being arrested for what police said was an attempt to trade drugs for sex in a sting operation. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,052, the NASDAQ at 5664. Sports, the Wizards lose a heartbreaker to Cleveland in overtime. College basketball, Virginia upsets Louisville, Howard loses, and Boston throws a victory party today for the New England Patriots. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Prelia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Oh, Commonwealth One Visa, so good and true. No other card gives me a life of the balance transfer like you. My ex-credit card, so greedy and slobbery, had rates so jacked up that my debts were like robbery. But then I transferred my debt to your super low rate. And now I feel love where once I felt hate. For the life of my balance, I'll save money so shiny, I can tell my old card to go kiss my...
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new Life of the Balance Visa Card. Transfer your debt from a high-interest card to ours and get a really low rate for the life of the balance with no transfer fees or teaser rates. Visit Commonwealth One at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
I love it when you talk financial.
Offer valid through April 30th. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 as you come southbound down toward the lane divide, trying to get out of Rockville. Keep alert. Just watch the first emergency unit arrive to the scene of the crash. Southbound 270, before you get to the lane divide, they're across the center lane. So we have two to the left, two to the right getting by, and that's only with one fire truck. I'm sure police are on their way, too. It looks like three cars are stopped. South 270 before you get to that split. On the top side of the Beltway, the better news, all lanes have been reopened near Georgia Avenue on that outer loop side. Had the left lane blocked, but now the delays as you come off of I-95. That's a continuous slowdown in through to Silver Spring. Stalled vehicle still with us here as we try to get through Accokeek, northbound on 210 north of Farmington Road. In fact, the pace is getting a little bit better, so they may have just released that lane. So just have patience as you're at 210 near Farmington Road. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road. And still in the district, we have closure points. As you come off of 14th Street, stay on lower 14th. Don't divert over to D or C 12th Street area. They have that closed with the police department activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll stay well into the 60s today, tomorrow, just as we were yesterday. Some showers around for the first part of the day, maybe a thunder shower. Might get some clear in this afternoon, 69. Then showers will come back early tonight, then mostly cloudy with a thunder shower possible overnight, 57. Tomorrow, sunshine early, then cloudy later, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Herndon, 49 in Waldorf, 49 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Carefree Technology. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM
630. WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, Rick Klein will fill us in on the overnight activities of the United States Senate. They are debating Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education nominee. At 7:35, Ken Klukowski will give us the update on what's going on with this immigration case that is now before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow from CNBC. I'm Brian Wilson, and I'm very happy to be joined by Jesse Jane Duff this morning. Good morning, Gunny.
Good morning, motivators.
All right, let's talk about this immigration order because there's big doings today. And again, as we said, at 7:05, we'll talk to Rick Klein to give us the very latest on this. But let me give you a sort of my take on where we stand right now. This is the immigration order that the president put into place that restricts some immigration from seven countries. Where did these seven countries come from? These are countries that the Obama administration said could potentially harbor terrorists.
Harbor and train and export.
That's right. So the Trump administration took that list of countries where bad guys may want to exist, do exist, and may want to come to our country, and said we're going to put a review on them for 90 days. We're going to halt some people from coming in. If they don't have a green card, you can't come in. And we're going going to look at them very closely until we're not going to let them until we can vet them thoroughly and have systems and procedures in place. Well, a lot of people went crazy over
ballistic.
This. Yeah, absolutely crazy. And lawsuits have been filed. And there was this judge out in Seattle who was a flaky judge, absolutely a flaky judge, who they found, and he said, yeah, okay, I'll put a ban in place. I will stop that travel immigration order. And basically, that judge, this little district judge in Seattle, decided that he knew better what the Constitution said and knew better about what the policy of this country should be than the President of the United States.
Well, where was he when President Obama did it? Where was he?
He substituted his judgment for the President's judgment in
Absolutely.
That case. So he goes to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, this afternoon, 6 o'clock Eastern Time, there'll be a telephone hearing in which a case will be pleaded. Both sides will plead their case to overturn this judge's in Seattle's ruling. And here's the thing about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. They're just about as flaky as this guy in Seattle.
They're
very liberal.
Unpredictable and usually liberal.
Yeah, very liberal. And in fact, the three judges who will hear the case this afternoon, about 6 o'clock Eastern time, were appointed by President Obama, President George W. Bush, and President Jimmy Carter. So that tells you a little bit about the makeup of that panel.
This one was a Bush appointee, too.
That's right.
That had to fight.
That's right. What a dumb guy this is. All right, so here's where we are right now. And here's what I want you to know. The president has the right to issue this executive order. You may disagree with it. You may not like it. You may want to fight it, and that's your right. But it seems to me, everything that I read, the president clearly has the authority to do it. Now, whether the courts will back him up is a real question.
But it is constitutional.
It is constitutional. Jonathan Turley, who disagrees somewhat with the policy, this is Jonathan Turley, legal scholar over at GW University Law School, says, I still believe the weight of the existing precedent favors the administration and that the district court is vulnerable in standing issues. That's from Jonathan Turley. The Department of Justice says that this is a lawful exercise of president's authority over entry of aliens into the U.S. and the admission of refugees. That has always been the purview of the executive branch. It always has been. The law could not be more clear. Our own legal analyst, Joe DeGeneva, was on yesterday saying this just is on the question of the law, there's no question.
This is 90 days.
That's right. And it's only 90 days. And here's the thing, though. These judges, the question is, will they look at the law or will they substitute their opinions?
Well, the thing is that everybody's using emotion and not facts. When I watched Fox News and I saw Marie Harf, who is now one of their new correspondents, one of their contributors, she actually tried to suggest or say that we're fingerprinting them and getting very good biographical information for the past 3 years of their life. I'm sorry, Marie Harf, where are you getting these fingerprints from? There is no database for terrorists. There is very little record of even the people that have come to this country and have been misplaced with visas. We can't even track the people we have in this country, let alone try to bring in more. I'm sorry. We have seen so many gaps in our own immigration and visa policy, let alone our refugee policy. Let's get this thing squared away before we move forward. Because if people want to be like Europe, just look at Europe. There have been over 600, close to 600 arrests since the 9/11 that people don't even talk about. People like Marie Harf will say, well, not one of the people that was killed in the United States came from one of these countries. And I want to say, so is that your bar? Somebody has to finally be killed?
The other thing you need to know here is that if you don't like the ruling from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, you go to the Supreme Court. There's just a problem with that. The Supreme Court is evenly divided 4-4, and unless they can get a 5-3 decision one way or the other, the lower court ruling will stand. So, look, the law is very clear. What is not clear is whether or not the judges in this case will follow the law. 6:43.
Have a complicated tax situation? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have been assisting people like you for decades. Get your taxes done early and get them done right. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
Serious about home security and keeping your family safe. Listen up. We all want to protect our families. You hear these stories of neighborhoods, break-ins, and you say, well, that couldn't happen to me. But you know what? It can. So make sure you're protected with Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman's 1995 $25 per month. Monitoring includes burglary, fire, medical alert monitoring, half the cost of the other guys. Ackerman has the industry's only guaranteed response time, which is what really counts when seconds matter. Switching to Ackerman is easy. It costs you absolutely nothing. You can use your existing equipment, and they can have you on the Ackerman system in a matter of minutes. It's easy breezy. Ackerman offers free home and security analysis. And by the way, if you want the bells and whistles and all the neat technology, Ackerman Security has the most advanced security technology, video, smart door locks, thermostats can be adjusted, all from the touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet, and or laptop. So get protected and save. And by the way, here's an additional savings for you, a limited time offer from my listener. Call Ackerman right now. Get 3 months of free monitoring. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-275-4183 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-275-4183 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-275-4183. That's 800-275-4183. Call now.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic
Center. Maryland, a couple of problems right now. 270, the accident southbound. Right as you come up toward the lane divide, looks like the fire truck police able to get the three cars over toward the right. They still block the right lane, so right lane, right shoulder with all the activity. And we are definitely bunched up here as you come out of Gaithersburg. Watch for these delays to link up to the crash before you get to the 270 spur. On the Beltway, heading through Forestville, the accident, inner loop southbound before you get to Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Major pressure on as you pass 214 Central Avenue. Normal backups, we're trying to get normal here. Topside College Park, the Silver Spring incident at George Avenue cleared with delays off of 95 back to Powder Mill Road. 210 getting much better. Looks like we still have a little bit of activity with the stalled car. North on 210, north of Farmington Road. So do watch for police there at the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll stay well into the 60s today, tomorrow, just as we were yesterday. Some showers around for the first part of the day, maybe a thunder shower. Might get some clear in this afternoon, 69. Then showers come back early tonight, then mostly cloudy with a thunder shower possible overnight, 57. Tomorrow, sunshine early, then cloudy later, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 52 degrees, 647. It's time for Critter News on WMAL, which, as you know, Jesse Jane Duff, it's a certified fan favorite because everybody loves Critter News, right?
Absolutely.
Well, today we have to tell you about something that, well, it's sort of controversial here in the hallways of WMAL because it has to do with pandas over at the National Zoo. Now, if you are a regular follower of this show, you know that we're under very strict orders to report only positive panda news. And this comes from, our guy, Bill Hess, who is the evil overlord of WMAL.
Oh.
You know, when he walks, this is his theme, his walk on
Vader.
When he enters the room, this music, it follows him. I don't know how
yes.
he does this. But he's an evil overlord of WMAL. I mean, this is a guy, you know, the other day, for example, we had Groundhog's Day.
Yes.
And six more weeks of winter, right? Well, when Bill Hess saw his shadow, it meant six more weeks of yelling.
That's how
mean this guy
is. The beatings will continue until the morale improves.
And yet, if you mention pandas, well, the man turns into a blubbering blob like you just wouldn't believe. And he's very sad because Bao Bao is getting ready to go back to China.
Bao Bao.
This was the music coming out of Bill Hess's office yesterday when he heard the news about Bao Bao going back to China. Now, it is scheduled to happen on the 21st of February. It'll be going back. But, you know, because the folks at the National Zoo never pass up an opportunity to show off their cute pandas, even if they are getting ready to leave. So they have set up a list of things, a whole list of activities that Bao Bao aficionados like Bill Hess can get involved in before he goes. For example, on Saturday, there'll be like this event for FONS members, Friends of the National Zoo. And then every single day between now and the 21st, starting on Saturday, it looks like there's going to be some kind of activity where you can participate in the long, slow send-off of Bao Bao.
The painful goodbye. This is going to show Facebook, PandaCam. We're going to be, so you can log in and watch what the panda is doing. You can watch Bao Bao enjoy her favorite enrichment items. She's going to have daily treats. So check the schedule at the zoo. Yes, nothing like making more money off of the panda leaving. Let's stretch this out.
And that's Critter News here on WML. And as we mentioned, always a certified fan favorite. 650.
It's the end of 1 year and the start of a new one. Are you satisfied with the progress you made last year toward your financial goals? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You've been putting this off for too long now, so now's the time to give us a call. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense advice to people just like you for more than 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement and help you achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you, just like we've done for so many others. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, you're not alone. Many of my patients have come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. And the good news is they always leave with a smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan from McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and in as little as one anxiety-free visit, I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry as well as teeth in a day. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed. Whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand, you'll rest comfortably throughout the entire procedure. I can provide a brand-new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Take that first step and call us today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Hey, let's see how your money's doing. Check in with the news desk at CNBC. Here's John Lesher.
Good morning, Brian. The futures are suggesting a positive opening on Wall Street this morning. Among the economic reports due for release today, the Labor Department will report on job openings and labor turnover in January. Job openings are slightly higher this year as employers report it's becoming harder to find skilled workers. The Federal Reserve is expected to report that consumer credit increased another $20 billion in December as student and auto loans advanced at a healthy pace. Philadelphia Fed President Patrick Harker Volcker says an interest rate hike should be on the table at the central bank's next meeting in March. And fourth quarter earnings are coming from BP, Disney, and General Motors, which likely had a strong quarter despite having to spend heavily on new technologies. I'm Chad Lesher, CNBC News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's 6:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Into Reston. Hang on here on the toll road. Dealing with the crash eastbound on the Dulles Toll Road before you get to the exit for the Reston Parkway. Crews tell me they still have one lane blocked, but definitely seeing these delays quickly growing. Not back to 28 yet, but do keep alert as brake lights are ahead on the toll road eastbound. On 270 southbound, we are jammed. Almost a continuous backup now at a Germantown down to the lane divide. Had the three-car crash. Looks like everything's confined to that right shoulder, but everyone cautiously using that right lane. So very slow through that stretch. Forestville, the accident on the Beltway Interloop, which come up to the exit for Route 4, crowds the right lane with big delays before you even get to Central Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for showers early, but then clearing this afternoon, a high of nearly 70 degrees, a low tonight 57. Tomorrow 64, but tomorrow night it gets cooler. Dip down to 42, maybe a snowflake or two. Thursday's cooler, but Friday's cooler as well, but Saturday and Sunday looking really nice. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 52 degrees, 6:56. Well, that was quite a game, and maybe one of the greatest Super Bowl games of all time.
It was so exciting.
Tom Brady winning his fifth Super Bowl ring, and there was a major crime that took place at the end of the Super Bowl. You know, because what happens is you take off your jersey and you stow it away. And by the way, that jersey is incredibly valuable. Right. He apparently put it in his zippered bag and over on the sidelines, and then put on one of those championship T-shirts for the rest of the ceremonies. And, somebody got into his bag and stole his jersey. In Texas, they are so serious about this, they want to solve this crime. They say that jersey might be worth $500,000, $500,000 on the open market.
Well, nobody can sell it now.
Well, somebody's got it, and they might try to sell it down the line, but it belongs to Tom Brady.
Right, it's his.
And so the Lieutenant Governor, Dan Patrick, said on Monday that they have called in the Texas Rangers to solve this crime. Now, I'm from Texas. Let me just tell you. There is no law enforcement agency in the state that people respect more than the Texas Rangers. It is said that you only need one ranger to quell a riot, because when they show up, they are so big and they are so bad and they are so intimidating, and they got these amazing suits that are cut with cowboy cuts, and they got their boots, and they got weaponry in the back.
They got enough weaponry. Smokey the Bear.
No. These guys, they don't wear the Smokey the Bear. Okay. These are Rangers. They wear suits, man, and they wear cowboy boots, and they're all about 9 feet tall.
They look
and
like
bulletproof.
Men in black. Yeah.
They are just incredible lawmen, and in the back of their cars, they carry a small arsenal of weapons. They could stop a small insurrection with what they have in the back. They're a really elite law enforcement
They sound like Marines.
Yeah, they are. They're like Marines, really. Are. Well, apparently they're on the job, and then they're not going to rest in the state of Texas until they find this jersey. In Texas, we place a very high value on hospitality and football. Tom Brady's jersey has great historical value, is already being called the most valuable NFL collectible ever. It will go into the Hall of Fame one day, Patrick said in a press release. It's important that history does not record that it was stolen in Texas.
History already recorded it was
stolen. It's been stolen. But maybe they'll say it was also found in Texas.
That'll be fabulous.
So the Texas Rangers are on the job.
Didn't the owner tell him, check the internet, when he said, my jersey was stolen? That's what I heard. I don't know if it was true, but he says, my jersey was stolen. He says, check the internet.
Yeah, check eBay.
Check eBay.
It's 6:59 on WMAL. It's time to talk about what's coming up here in the next hour. In the 7 o'clock hour, Rick Klein will join us to talk about Betsy DeVos and the overnight activities of the United States Senate. And then coming up at 7:35, Ken Klukowski will give us the very latest on the president's immigration order and where it stands in that court battle. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. It's 7 o'clock at the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Vice President Mike Pence is expected to cast the deciding vote at midday today when the Senate votes on the nomination of Betsy DeVos to be...